Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam. Good morning. Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam Klal Samach Tes, and we're learning Siman Dalet. So this din, the person has to stand up. So we discussed where it is that he has to stand up, how close he has to be, etc. Question is, what does it mean to stand up? So the Ikra din is the following: Tzarach Lokum Moleka Mosoi. Person has to stand up to his full height. A full standing up, that's the way you show the proper respect, is by standing up totally. But he makes a few limitations over here. Madavka Bistamani Odom, to an average person who's standing up for Tamil Chochim, or Bishabim Chochmo, El Shasheni Huzake. They're both the same level of knowledge. They're both fairly the learned individuals. They know a lot of Torah. They qualify as Chachamim himself. But one of them is younger, one of them is older. So even though they have the same level of wisdom, one of them adds in the fact that he says, okay, so then the chiyuv for the younger Talmud Chacham is to stand up for the older Talmud Chacham, who's as knowledgeable as him, and also a seva. Chacham, I feel like he yelled, Ein tzarach lamed mitnei hazaken meloi kamosoi al yakum ma'akri lahadri. But if you have a Talmud Chacham who's younger, who's standing up for a person who's older, who's not as knowledgeable as the Talmud Chacham, his chiyuv is not to stand up totally. He's only mechiyuv to do heder. He stands up lightly to show some element of respect. Since the yelled is more knowledgeable than the elder person, so part of his kiyuv of Kabbalah Torah, the Torah that he's acquired, is that people should be respecting him as opposed to him is giving over Kabbalah to other people. So he shows recognition of the individual is there. He raises himself slightly, but a full standing up would in some ways be interpreted, he's not being makshiv the knowledge that he has of Torah. A person who is so knowledgeable in Torah, and as it were, standing up for somebody who's not as knowledgeable. So it means it's almost, in a certain sense, being mavaza, the knowledge of Torah that he has, by saying it's not important enough to preclude him from the mitzvah of kima for the others. That's how the Chayyarim understands that then. Okay. Now, he continues in Siman Hey. If both are chachamim and one of them, neither of them is elderly, or both of them are elderly, and so welcome echavim hechavoy, and the yasal hider. So the chiyuv to stand up is for the average person, for the zaken, but the zaken does not have a chiyuv to stand up for another zaken. Chacham does not have a chiyuv to stand up for another chacham, assuming that they're similar in knowledge. What the Yarmuk would do is the concept of Hiddur, which is raising themselves slightly. So I should show the acknowledge his presence by raising myself slightly as when he comes by. That's something which applies one Chacham to another Chacham and one Zakin to another Zakin. The Rebbe is a Rebbe, and the Talmud has a Chiyuv to stand up for the Rebbe. But the Rebbe does not have a chiyuv to stand up for the Talmud, but if you have a Talmud to become a Chacham, so the Rebbe should recognize that, respect that, and give some element of heder when the Talmud passes by raising himself slightly. The Chayyarim continues. It talks about that this is a chiyuv gomer, but you cannot try and avoid the chiyuv. The question, of course, which needs to be addressed is these are straightforward halachas. Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, Chayyarim, it's others quoted, and we do not seem to see people doing this. People are not standing up for Tamid Chachamim, Molei Kamosai, they're not standing up on a regular basis as is appropriate. And is there any explanation to that, this lack of kiyum of this mitzvah in the proper way that we would like to understand? Is there any possibility to explain that? So there is a shach which gives an explanation. We will clarify the opinion of the Shach in the next year, and meanwhile, have a good day, have a good night.